This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, we bring you another fabulous show filled with guests, explainers, opinions, and perhaps a little bit of gossip.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available via podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program, an eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories. My co-host this morning is going to be Paul. Paul, good morning to you.
Morning, Tass.
What's going on, Paul?
Oh, it's good to be on this side of the panel for once. I'm often there pressing the buttons and getting involved in the conversations, probably through messages, but it's good to be here and actually have some good conversations.
So who's doing our panelling this morning?
Dylan is in the studio here this morning. So Dylan is in
Newsboy
studio.
Newsboy reader.
He is. Dylan's in one, you're in two, and I'm in three. So it'll be a complicated setup for us, but... I think we've got a great lineup of guests this morning to be able to go through the show.
And I have a hole through the wall that I can see you, but I actually can't really see Dylan. So, look, you'll have to bear with us out there. It's a little bit clunky, but we'll make it work. But a quick rundown on today's show. We're going to speak with our regular commentator, lawyer and former Liberal politician, John Pasupo. We're going to talk about a range of topics. Some are current, some are hot. Maybe a bit of gossip. We'll see. Dr. Grant Blaschke, a Melbourne University professor and Beyond Blue clinical advisor, is going to update us on the mental health impacts of COVID-19. Following Macca's little rant a couple of weeks back, we've actually asked IBAC to come and join us today. And DC Miller, as they like to be called, it's actually Deputy Commissioner Katie Miller, has agreed to speak with us. And really just give us a bit more background and information about the investigation into the conduct of Victorian police officers at the Hares and Hyenas bookstore raid in Fitzroy almost a year ago, Paul.
Is it that long already?
Almost a year ago. Now, we had asked our CCCI, the lovely Brenton Gayer, to come and brief us on the annual HIV/AIDS vigil. But instead, we have David O'Connor, which is not a problem necessarily.
It's David O'Keefe.
David O'Keefe, is it? Why have I got David O'Connor in my briefing notes?
David O'Keefe. So I think David will come in and will be on the phone for us and just give us a rundown how they're actually going to try and then do the candlelight vigil.
All online. Yeah. All online. So he's going to tell us all about that. I think it should be a bit of fun. And we're going to finish off the show with a lovely person called Vanessa Rose, who actually works in the sex toy industry. There has been an unprecedented increase in the sales on online retail sex toys in a company called Wild Secrets.
How exciting to learn what's been selling.
It's going to be interesting. I've got no idea what's been selling, Paul.
A very good lineup of shows and something lighthearted to end up quite a serious second hour. Now, what do you think's been going on this week, Tass?
What do you think I've been doing?
In the news, what's caught your eye?
Oh, I've got to say I'm in a bit of despair about what's happening in the US.
Yeah,
I feel really sad about what's happening in the US. I feel like there's a serious lack of leadership and direction, and the policy decisions that are being made are not evidence-informed. I don't know who the leaders are listening to, but there's no flattening of the curve or lowering of the curve. I mean, people are still dying at the rate of knots in the US. Now the single largest cohort of people who have died in the nation are in the US.
I think the worrying thing there as well, they were saying that the infection rates were spreading out where it's been very concentrated in New York. Some of those more regional cities are actually getting pretty high infection rates now because they don't have a good system of control.
I think that's right. And I think a lot of the very good infrastructure had been torn down over the last 4 or 5 years. So what we've seen is the Center for Diseases Control lose its sort of ability. It's lost a whole lot of funding, so it can no longer do the work that it's doing. So I found that really concerning. In fact, to be really honest with you, Macca during the week came across a new word called infodemic.
Ah, what's that mean?
And, well, you know, information epidemic. We are actually having an epidemic of information overload, and I've sort of started switching off, to be quite honest. I mean, through work, I get daily briefings, so I can keep up track with what's going on. But I've switched off the news. I've stopped listening to the news all that much, really.
I think you're very right, and people have to be selective about which medium they listen to or talk to. But I just wanted to take you back to the US because I think there's a real dichotomy of what's happening around the world, where most of us are trying to club together nationally to try and make sure we keep each other safe. There's a recent report in the States that the US is probably more divided now than it has been in decades, and how that country is slowly falling apart and becoming less connected, whereas other countries around the world are actually clumping together and becoming more connected. So I think there's a real danger of an unravelling, and for a former US president to criticise one of his predecessors, post-assessors even, is unusual. So for Barack Obama to go back and actually openly criticise Trump,
that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It's not a usual precedent that someone would set, but I think...
Well, we also don't have a usual president. I mean, our president is... Well, the US president is hardly being presidential. Some of the tweets and rants and raves have been a little bit concerning, I think. Look, I think it's interesting times. I'm actually a little bit scared about what's going on over there. I think a lot of people are going to become very unwell, lose their livelihoods, lose their lives even. And, it shouldn't be happening, really.
No.
It shouldn't be happening.
The world needs a strong America to actually function properly.
And I'm really proud of what's happening in Australia. Like, we have managed to, suppression has worked. I know a lot of people have been saying, oh, but we're not getting the impact, we're not having the same death rates. Actually, people, it's worked. Our suppression strategies have worked. Now, we will continue to have cluster outbreaks. I'm hearing this all over the place. And that's just going to be the new norm. So what's occurring out in Faulkner at the moment and what happened in Brooklyn with the meatworks and McDonald's, those sorts of things will continue to happen, not just here, all over the place. And at the moment, the spotlight's on Victoria, and there are people who are trying to politicise that, which is really unfortunate. But I think that is going to be the new normal.
And I'm with you. I'm frustrated by the fact that people are saying we've got to rush back to getting people in more of a normal situation to keep the economy going. And I totally understand we need to keep the economy moving forward. However, for what is probably going to be only another 4 to 6 weeks, we really could nail and make sure the longevity of new cases is actually sustained.
I agree.
And I don't see any reason. And I've got a lot of people that I know who are edging to do more in terms of getting back out of the house. And I really don't understand the need to do it so quickly.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it'll be interesting to hear what John Pizzuto's got to say about that. Hey, Paul, we've had our first message. Of course, it's the gorgeous 317. Good morning to you.
Morning.
And thank you for your message. 317 wants to know what our thoughts are about Alan Jones. I don't have any thoughts about Alan Jones. I think that style of commentary is passé, it's old school, it's damaging, it's derogatory, and all I can say is I'm now sounding a bit like Macca. Good riddance.
I also think he should have gone a long time ago.
Of course
I think
he should have.
it's you know, in when you're broadcasting, you have a sense of you need to try and be impartial to some extent, and which was something Alan Jones certainly was not. And you're right, he's way past his sell by date, and I think it's about time he hung up his headphones and takes a silent retirement.
And Macca, if you're out there and you're listening, shoot us a text. I know you're driving, so pull up and shoot us a text.
I can tell you, Tass, that Macca has already texted both of us. You probably haven't seen your phone yet. But
oh, I have. He wants to talk. He wants to come on air.
He's listening, and so I'm sure we'll get some feedback.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.